How could you let yourself be responsible for a media, responsible for the degradation of women, the depletion of a teenage girl's once favored body image?
16-year-old Alex Franke, with lines from a performance art piece she helped create. 18 young women like Franke have spent the last year producing such pieces, inspired in part by the stresses they encounter every day. 15-year-old Catherine Hale is a student at Henry Clay High School in Lexington.
The way that we have been portrayed is that we all have to be perfect. We all have to have stick-straight hair or perfect curls. You can't get in between with any of the things. You have to be perfect in every way.
The Girl Project came about through conversation between Vanessa Becker-Weig and Ellie Clark. The two women, who have theater backgrounds, wanted an ongoing effort that helps young women build self-awareness and self-esteem. Clark says many have a hard time coping with the popular media's image of the ideal woman.
Every image you see of women is highly sexualized, objectified. And I think that gives eating disorders overeating and undereating. It gives the chance for bullying. It gives the chance for self-mutilation, girls punishing themselves for not fitting a mold that is unrealistic.
Clark says 18 girls initially came in for an audition, interview, and none could be turned away. Then, over the last year, they met with teaching artists. Becker-Weig says the result is a series of poems delivered as performance art woven together into a 75-minute production.
Some are strong writers, some are strong dancers, some are strong actors, but what's really wonderful about this piece is that all of their voices are being heard in one way or the other.
Too often, 15-year-old Madison Now says young women dodge these issues and seek shelter. Now says they raise their hand and evoke the common catchphrase, "Don't judge me."
We just kind of shield ourselves by saying that beforehand or afterhand, just so we feel more secure about what we're saying or how we feel about things.
In talking with these young women, more than one said the Girl Project began for them with an interest in theater and ended up being something much bigger. 16-year-old Deja Garner attends Lexington School for the Performing Arts.
I think now I've definitely come to realize that being a part of this is really important because it is like a movement. It's like we're activists, and that makes me so happy.
It's not a new phenomenon, but achieving the so-called right appearance remains utmost on the minds of many young people. 16-year-old Emma Becker also attends a school for performing arts.
Trying to fit in constantly with all of the other girls, you know, you have to have the right brands. You have to have the UGG boots and, you know, the North Face jackets and stuff like that to fit in with the girls. And if you don't have that, then you're judged and you can't be in the friend group. But then also, of course, there's the issue of the guys trying to impress the guys, you know. And, of course, being unique, trying to show off, you know, who you are and what you have to offer.
And 15-year-old Allison Obler says some females feel pressured to impress both guys and girls.
There's really not, one or the other. I mean, sometimes girls dress a certain way to show up other girls. I mean, it's just catty and it's really nasty. And then you also showing off to guys. I mean, it's really an equal thing.
These girls agree teenage boys also face heavy pressure and unrealistic expectations. But 16-year-old Amelia Giancarlo suspects her male peers may feel it in a different way.
We're all very insecure about how we look, and we're all on diets and all that, but the men aren't. They can eat the double cheeseburger, and they're fine. I think that lots of men do suffer from the same self-esteem issues we do. They just perhaps do not express it in the same way.
The girls saw a lot of what is wrong with popular culture in last week's explicit performance on MTV of Blurred Lines by entertainers Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke.
Oh, Miley Cyrus. How I used to love thee.
If you're a Disney star, then you get painted in this innocent light and that it's hard to break, but I don't think you need to break it, really. Being innocent is something that it's not a bad thing.
And I can understand that she is an adult now, but that is if anyone told me that the reason she's acting this way is because she is an adult now, that is complete crap.
Organizers Ellie Clark and Vanessa Becker-Weig hope to carry on the Girl Project in the years ahead. They want to expand it beyond Lexington and further diversify participation. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.